Welcome to St. Philip's Chapel Street. You're listening to an audio podcast of our Sunday Preach. We really hope it encourages you and draws you closer to Jesus. If you want to know more about St. Philip's, you can find us online at stphillips.org.uk or on social media at SP Chapel Street.
Well, it's really good to be with you. I'm Sarah, if I haven't met you before. I feel like there are quite a few new faces in the room, actually, so lovely to meet you. We are carrying on this series that we have been on for maybe a couple of months now, looking at the fruits of the Spirit. And this morning, we are talking about gentleness. It was suggested to me earlier this morning that maybe I should deliver this talk in a very soft, gentle voice, and maybe you'd all go to sleep, so I won't do that. But when I first saw that this was what I was going to be speaking on this morning, I immediately thought of my grandpa. He was the best, basically. And when he died a few years ago, I remembered looking through the cards that we'd been sent as a family, and quite a few cards that we had spoke about, his name was Donald, quite a strong name, I think, spoke about Donald as a gentle man. And they didn't mean a gentleman, they meant a gentle man. And I remember kind of thinking, well, that's a nice thing to say, I suppose, but didn't really think much about what they actually meant. But as I've spent the last few weeks thinking about what gentleness means, I totally get what they were trying to say. My grandpa had this quite quiet but like very profound faith that was definitely at the center of all that he did. He had time for absolutely anyone. He was from a part of Sunderland up in the northeast of England called South Shields. And we had a joke, we still talk about it as a family, that grandpa could find someone from South Shields literally anywhere in the world because he would talk to everyone and there would always be some sort of connection there. People were really drawn to him, not just us, his family, but I remember when he would come and stay with us down in London. My friends would love seeing him. People were just drawn to him. He had this gentleness about him that seemed to reflect so many of those things. But I don't think this fruit of gentleness is just a personality trait that you either have or you don't have. You can't be like, well, I'm a bit loud, or I'm a bit energetic, or I'm a bit too enthusiastic to have gentleness. That's not for me. It's this character that comes within us. It's something we learn to do as the Spirit dwells within us and transforms our character. So we've been looking at these fruits of the Spirit that Paul writes about in Galatians 5. So we've had love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. And here we are at gentleness. It seems to me that the fruits of the Spirit are kind of demonstrated better than anywhere else in the life of Jesus, in all those stories that we read about in the Gospels. We're going to look at one in particular where I think he particularly shows gentleness. So if you want to turn with me to John 8, I'll give you a moment to do that. I'm going to start reading at verse 1. No, I'm not. I'm going to start reading at verse 2. So, at dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. I'd love to know what he was writing on the ground. It's quite annoying that it doesn't tell you that. Writing on the ground with your finger seems weird, doesn't it? At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." I think to have gentleness, we first need a little bit of humility. As humans, we seem pretty wired to react really badly, quite quickly. Maybe we make judgments about people. We hold grudges. Maybe because in the very depths of our heart, we think that we are better than another. In this story, we don't know much about this woman. We don't know her backstory. We don't really know what's happened. We don't know anything about the man that presumably is also involved here. All we know is that the Pharisees are condemning her, and they want Jesus to affirm them in what they're saying. But what happens? One by one, they drop their stones, they walk away because Jesus shows them that they are not without sin. I'm sure we can all think of situations where we are ready to start hurling stones at people and then give ourselves a bit of a pat on the back that we're doing better than they are. Maybe taking a moment to consider where we too are missing the mark, where we're falling short, recognizing that we have no right to point the finger at others. We drop our stones and walk away. Jesus shows us humility, not just in his character, not just in his actions, but in his very being, in his incarnation, in his coming to earth. God in human form says in Philippians that he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So maybe when in humility we lose a bit of our stubbornness, which isn't easy, I know. When we learn to recognize, when we act out of our own interests, our own principles, what we think is right, rather than actually what God says. Maybe we take ourselves down a peg or two. And in that, we become a little bit more gentle. It's easy to imagine, isn't it? Actually, when we think, maybe I'm not doing quite as well as I think I am. We're a bit more gentle to those that we seem to think are also doing wrong. In that scene, the Pharisees are egging Jesus on. They're trying to trap him. They want him to react in the way that they are by condemning this woman, because that's what the Old Testament law seems to say. But once they've all walked away, they've left Jesus and this woman alone. They have this interaction, this conversation, and it just sounds like Jesus speaks so thoughtfully and quietly and gently. Just take a minute to imagine how that woman must have been feeling in that moment. She thought she was about to die in the most humiliating situation. And once the whole thing has turned around, Jesus speaks to her with such kindness. This deep sense of love for her comes across just in those few words that he says. What he doesn't do is completely brush her sin under the carpet. He doesn't pretend that it hasn't happened. He acknowledges it. But after he says, "I don't condemn you," he offers her this new life of freedom. He points her towards a better way to live. Our God isn't a God of condemnation, but of correction, pointing us towards freedom, pointing us towards truth. I wonder how you view the people that you interact with. To love someone is an active choice, isn't it? Sometimes you might be reminded of that. I know I am. Sometimes you have to think, "I'm going to choose to love you," even when you're being really, really annoying. Maybe we don't always respond with gentleness to the closest people around us. I know you can't possibly imagine me ever snapping at anyone, but I do tend to do that to the people who are closest to me, who have to love me anyway and forgive me and put up with that. But it is generally easy to be gentle to people that we care about, or maybe those that we're kind of naturally drawn to. What about those people that everyone else seems to despise, like the woman in this story? What about those people that just get on your nerves? Maybe you have to see them in the office every day, and suddenly everything they do starts to really, really annoy you. How do we react to those? Are you a bit dismissive? Maybe a little bit snappy, maybe a little bit sarcastic. We start to see how these fruits of the Spirit that we've talked about connect to one another, because as we grow to love those around us, we become a bit more gentle in how we react to them, even in difficult situations. There will be times in life where we have to challenge others, maybe call something out in someone, be correcting someone. Paul tells Timothy in one of his letters that opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth. Following in the footsteps of Jesus, just like in that interaction with the woman, he's coming at it from a place of love, not condemnation. He has this gentle conversation with her, because he loves her. He points her towards this knowledge of truth. When we know that we've got it wrong, we can tell someone who we love, show them that we love them, but then point them towards this new freedom, this new truth, knowing that we need that as well. I think it probably doesn't mean screaming down a microphone in the middle of Market Street that people are going to burn in the depths of hell. That doesn't feel too gentle to me. When we start to humble ourselves, when we maybe refocus our approach to people to come from a place of love, I don't think this fruit gentleness is quite what we might first think. It's not one of those fruits to just skip over in that list, thinking someone who's gentle maybe gets a bit overlooked, maybe is a bit passive, maybe a bit weak. I feel like we sometimes associate those things with that word gentle. I think gentleness, just like love, is an active choice. It comes from a place of inner strength. Jesus is being wound up by the Pharisees. They're trying to get a reaction from him. His response to that situation is from a place of strength, not from weakness. We know that Jesus wasn't a weak character, and he uses anger, that righteous anger, where it's needed, but he also shows that acting with gentleness is something we should be pursuing as well. Each one of us has power in the words that we speak over other people, in the actions that we take. Maybe gentleness is learning to channel that power. And that takes patience, it takes endurance, it takes compassion. Probably means getting it wrong a lot of the time. It comes from a place of intention, of choosing to be more gentle in how we go about our lives. In that passage in Galatians 5 that we've looked at throughout this series, Paul talks about crucifying the flesh with its passions and desires. We all have desires to be better. Maybe you've got a bit of a competitive edge. We're all selfish. We all have a tendency to be a bit argumentative, maybe. But when we walk in step with the Spirit, that Spirit unveils more of God's character, which is written into every fiber of our being. That doesn't mean that we lose our personalities. It doesn't mean that we all become softly spoken and go about life very quietly. But it means that we forgive quickly. Maybe we become less competitive. Maybe we're less hurried. We make more time for people. We notice where maybe there's someone we could be interacting with. we lead others towards truth and freedom. But we can only show gentleness because we experience the gentleness of God. We see the humility of Jesus. We experience the love of the Father. We learn to recognize that gentle nudging of the Spirit as we go through our days. We know a God who is so great, he created this entire universe. Imagine a God that huge, can't even wrap your head around. And yet he speaks to us with this still, small voice that is so gentle. So I wonder this morning what that gentle whisper wants to say to you. I have a real sense, actually, that for some of you, you've had that kind of being too much or being too loud or too kind of energetic has been like spoken over you at some point, and that's something you feel about yourself, that you couldn't be this gentle character. And so Lizzie and Hope will be leading us in some prayer time later, and yeah, wonder if that's something that God wants to be speaking into some of you. But I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to pass over to Lizzie and Hope to, yeah, see what it is that God wants to do this morning. Yeah, Father, thank you that you are gentle, that you, yeah, you whisper into our hearts, into our lives with love and compassion, that you do not condemn us, but you approach us with love. Thank you for your gentleness. And Holy Spirit, would you be here this morning? Would you cultivate that gentleness in each of us, in whatever it is that we're thinking about, those situations where maybe we feel like we could have a little bit more gentleness, or maybe where we feel like our personalities don't match up with being gentle. Yeah, Spirit, would you come and minister to us this morning?
Thank you for listening. If you want to respond or talk through anything in this preach, please feel free to email hello@stphillips.org.uk, and we would love to help you in any way we can. God bless you.